time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Landry Anderson. She is with the Price City Youth Council, and they have an event coming up. It's a memorial walk, and it's coming up on September 10th. We're going to talk about, you know, what made them as the Youth Council come up with the idea to do this. Why did they do this? They had the one part. This has really been a two-part event. One was getting out, painting rocks and things like that. We'll talk about that for just a moment, and then get into the walk once again that's coming up on September 10th. Landry, thank you so much for coming in and talking to us today.
Thank you for having me, Dave.
Let's first talk about Price City Youth Council. It's set up the same as Price City Council. You've got council members, you've got a mayor, you've got all that, correct?
Correct.
And what is the main focus of the Price City Youth Council?
So the main focus is to represent the youth of our community while run like a regular city council, and to create service-based projects that benefit all kinds of fields and ranges of people in our community.
And what are some of the things, because you've been on the Youth Council now for a couple of years.
Yep, this is my third year.
What are some of the things that you guys have done in the past as a Youth Council for the community?
So we've done an annual egg hunt that's free for all kids in our community to get to come and participate for Easter. And we've done a wreath-making project, and the wreaths were delivered to people who needed some Christmas spirit in their home. Those were two of my favorite things. We've also done a tree for the regalia and had a tree lighting ceremony for that down at the Peace Gardens.
And so what would you say? You said those are a couple of your favorite things. What is your favorite part about being on the Youth Council? Is it going out and doing the projects? Is it meeting people? What would be your favorite part?
My favorite part is definitely getting to meet some of the amazing people that the specific projects have an impact on.
And it's always good. And you guys get together. And now this is one that you've kind of spearheaded, right? This project?
Yes.
But everybody gets to do one project or however many projects they want.
Yep.
And then I think the great thing about it is, and in the past, correct me if you've changed this, but in the past, somebody says, okay, this is what I want to do. And then people that are on the council can jump in and help. But you can also enlist other people that you like go to school with and those kinds of things to help as well. Is that still the same way?
Yep, that's the same way. And we confide in a lot of other organizations throughout the community as well, like our local government office. They help us a lot with the egg hunt.
So you've got all of these great community service projects that you guys do and do different things for the community. What brought about this memorial walk? And I think we should say and let everybody know that it is for childhood cancer awareness. So what brought about this memorial walk?
So in our community, we see a lot of different organizations do rock painting and things like that just for positive things in general. But we wanted to do something more specific, and September is National Childhood Cancer Awareness Month, so we figured that it would be something that would be good for that range of people, that field of people, to be involved in during September, because that can be a hard month for them.
And so you guys came to the idea to do this this rock painting, and now you did that last week or the week before you did it, and you guys have kind of... You offered everything. You gave them everything. You had the rocks, the paint brushes, all that stuff. All they really had to do was come with an idea that they wanted to do on a rock.
Yep, you're correct. And we decided to make it annual because we did it last year. This year was our second annual time doing this event because of the amazing people that we got to meet. I got to meet the Bain family and get to know their little boy, Sammy. And I was really happy when I saw them walk through the door this year to paint some rocks.
So they came and helped you out again.
Yeah.
And what kinds of things did people paint on rocks?
So a lot of people do names and dates. Some people do positive quotes and affirmations. There's a lot of animals that people do that remind them. Things like that.
Okay. So let's talk now and move forward to September 10th. It's a Saturday morning. It's going to be down. Everybody's going to kind of meet in the parking lot there by JB's in the back. Is that where it's at?
Yep, at 8 a.m.
And so then what's going to happen from there?
So we'll take the walk. It's about a mile all the way through the Price River Trail. And you can just walk and be with everybody that shows up, everyone that comes, and see, get to see what you have in common with each other. And then we'll make it down to the end of the trail at the other parking lot. And there's a tree with rocks around it from last year. And this year's rocks have been added to that memorial, and you get to go find your rock and look at all of them that have been put out.
And so it's just, it's a great, like you said, it's a great way to bring people together that are maybe going through the same thing.
Yep.
So that's what this is all about. Now, if anybody has any questions or anything like that, how can they get a hold of you? Can they just call Price City down at the main office and talk to them about it?
Yep, they can call Price City. We have an email, and now we have a website that works, so you can contact us from there or our Instagram.
All right. And so once again, that's going to be September 10th, 8 o'clock in the morning, at the parking lot behind JB's for the memorial walk that the Price City Youth Group is putting, or Price City Youth Council, excuse me, is putting on for childhood cancer awareness. And I would assume that it won't be too long. You guys are probably already working on something for the Christmas tree lighting again. Are you going to do that this year?
Yep.
So it won't be long. We'll have you back in here and we'll be talking about that.
Yep. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. That's Landry Anderson with the Price City Youth Council. Thank you so much for taking out the time to come in.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.